Brewers 360 is sponsored by Pottawatomie Sportsbook and Ridgetop. The Brewers get set to open a series with the Colorado Rockies this afternoon. Joined now by friend of the program, writer for MLB.com, Adam McKelvey. Morning, Adam.
I had an idea for the next Legends game. It's probably too late to pull this off, but I think it should be Telly and Trenny Kuznarek performing the sideline reporting.
I mean, as long as we're going alumni lineup, right, Adam?
I thought about this just as I was on hold, so I'm sorry I didn't think of it earlier. Sophia would probably appreciate it. She could chill out with the Miller Lite and watch the game.
Adam's referring to the alumni game, which takes place immediately following the Brewers and Rockies. And because of that, it's an afternoon first pitch. It's a 3:10. So for you folks who are used to the 6:40 or the 7:10 on a Friday night, it's a 3:10 first pitch this afternoon from American Family Field. The Rockies are bad, right, Adam?
Yeah, but I mean,
okay, we can leave it there. Yeah, but
you never know in baseball. You never know. And these teams, they come into a place where they're playing first place team. I've covered Brewers teams like that. Some of these legends that are playing today, Richie Sexton was on some of those teams, and Bill Hall was on some of those teams very early in his tenure. Where second half comes around, guys are getting opportunity, young players, right, and first shot in the big leagues. And those teams can be really dangerous if you start to let up the gas. That's what, Pat Murphy's line, you can't coast uphill. So that's the mentality they always have to take going into these kind of trap series.
Well, and that's part of the problem as we lead into the conversation about what do the Brewers do here before the trade deadline? Can we add some pitching help or is there something else? And we talked with Matt Arnold, Brewers president of baseball operations, on the show in this here spot yesterday, and he was telling us, Adam, a story you know very well. With the expanded playoff system right now and with a lot of teams who haven't yet played themselves out of being in playoff contention, that means the price on some guys or the availability of others is not what it once was.
It is a time of year where the selling teams rely on emotions because of Matt Arnold is in a position where the league knows he wants to add to this club. They have the best farm system in baseball, so they have the pieces to add. And they try to, they take it down to the very end. This is your August 3rd at 5 p.m. Central. And they try to get a GM to make an emotional decision to include that last prospect or bump up that primary piece and give up a really, really good player that that other team has for 8 years. And because it feels very satisfying to bring in a big-time stud for 2 months. It doesn't always work, but then when it does work, it's the summer of CC Sabathia.
Yes.
So their arguments right. are so clear on both sides. The Brewers always, Matt Arnold, I'm sure, used the word responsible with you. He says it about every third sentence because they want to add, they want to be aggressive, particularly this year, probably more than recent years, but they're not going to sell the farm and go into a five-year rebuild in order to add a couple of studs for 2 months when that does not guarantee you anything. It's a really tricky time of year for GMs who agonize and talk about this stuff for hours and hours.
Adam, you just mentioned being responsible, and I thought that's what the Brewers were doing when they held the Miz out of his final start before the break and not starting him in the first series after the break. And when it comes to that, I feel like they are trying to manage and his workload, and it was that the plan kind of all along to make sure that he could still stay in a rhythm but also monitor his innings because he's going to reach uncharted waters as this season goes on.
Yeah, exactly. Last year he threw 100 and I think it was 131 and a third innings between minors, majors, and postseason. So he's going to go over that. That's obvious, but how much over that? And there used to be this magical 20% number that somebody kind of pulled out of thin air. They're more sophisticated now because they have all these measurements of arm forces and spin rates and everything that they measure. So it's much more tailored to the guy. I think he probably did more in the first half than they anticipated because he pitched so well. And I don't think anyone saw 103 miles an hour coming in the seventh inning, the way he sustained that velo. Now, what is the cost of that as you get into August and September? And then the most important, October. That's what they're all sort of working on figuring out along the way. And you have to be flexible, but you also have to plan way ahead to give guys breaks. But look, that's tricky too. It's like the balance of the trade deadline. this is the balance of rest versus rust. And you saw a rusty Jacob Mizorowski in the first start coming out of the break. So the rest is a good thing, but it's also not a good thing sometimes. And figuring out where that line is the art and the task ahead for Chris Hook, Jim Henderson, Pat Murphy, and Mizorowski himself.
The other hard part kind of tied to that, Adam, is how much do you want to let off the gas? How comfortable are you? You look at the standings. The Brewers are 7 games up in first place on the Cubs, but that can evaporate quickly. So when do you let off the gas, or when do you say, okay, we'll pull Miz after 4, and if the bullpen doesn't hold, it's only one loss. Okay, fine. But how much of that do you want to do and be comfortable with?
Yeah, look, I don't know. And you put it in the category of good problem to have, right? That you'd rather be in that position than the chasing position. But look at the last couple of years and the chasing position. Those are the teams that often, you know, Dodgers aside, let's say, do damage in the postseason. Yeah, the Brewers ran into that a couple of years in a row. The D-backs, remember, charged past the Brewers. They were hot at the end. The Mets were hot at the end, got past the Brewers, got all the way to the NLCS. Those are the teams in baseball that, and the Brewers themselves, 18-19, they were that team that chased, caught, and then were tough. So I don't know the answer. I think back to 2021. They remember the no-hitter in September. They were cruising. They let off the gas, and it did not bode well, especially offensively. So, look, this is a hard sport. It is the decisions and the amount of foresight that it takes to plan for all these different scenarios. It's why the coaching staff is 12 deep, because there are a lot of ideas to kick around and try to come up with the best decision. I do think rest is always going to be very, very high on their list. They feel like it's beneficial. Helps more than it hurts, and they're going to put that at the top of the list of factors that they're weighing. But you can't put it too far at the top, because you do have to play all the way through.
And tonight's alumni game, Adam, I know it's cool for the fans to see some of the stars from yesteryear, but as a person that is covering this team for so long, how cool is it for you to kind of reconnect with guys that you used to write about and talk to every single day? And now that their careers are over and they've transitioned into their retirement or post, you know, their second career, how cool is it for you as well to see these guys come back, the Bill Halls and the Yovanis and things and guys like that?
Really, really fun. And look, Bill Hall, we had on the podcast, which is went live this week, the Brewers Unfiltered podcast, if you find it in your feeds. And I asked him about that. The connection to this city for those players is different than other cities. And I can't explain that special sauce exactly. Something about a small market, something about the Midwest, something about Milwaukee. But they feel this connection forever. And I know the players themselves are really fired up to get in the stadium, hear those cheers again, and get in front of the people.
I think it's a connection to the local media, Adam, the relationships they forge with folks such as yourself and Telly here. Yeah, they can't wait to see you all again.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what's bringing them all
high on their list. MLB.com's Adam McKelvey. Thanks, my friend.
All right, bye, guys.
Brewers and Rockies, remember, 3:10 first pitch this afternoon.